We saw you pop up on the injury report Wednesday with a knee issue. Can you tell us when that injury happened and how you've been dealing with it?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. You know, these last 2 days, felt good out there at practice. Feeling good now, and you're ready to go for Sunday.
Did that happen during the Texans game, or is that at practice?
Yeah, I think, you know, injuries are something that you don't really you try to share with the media. So, just looking forward to Sunday.
I don't get that from Drake May. Injuries aren't something you share with the media. We have an injury report.
It's on the injury report. We know you have a knee injury.
Every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we get one.
They weren't asking you how bad the injury is.
No, that's just a young guy being told by Mayo not to say anything, and that's how he chose to say that.
But where it happened is important, isn't it? Where did that injury happen? Like, and I'm not saying, like, we need to know or they need to tell us, but that is important to me. Did he tweak it on the practice field?
Mm.
Was it a midweek downgrade? Was he sore coming out of the game? He needed an MRI? Like, if that happened on the practice field, yikes.
Or maybe he needed an MRI.
He reportedly.
Yeah, I was gonna say, one report.
But
has not been backed up. Mayo didn't say
Mayo
no.
If he didn't have an MRI, doesn't Mayo say, that didn't happen?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, so look.
I'm not to scoop shame anybody, but normally, I mean, nobody else has said MRI.
No.
Nobody.
But isn't it possible?
It's possible,
I mean, no one else was saying Jeremy Swayman wanted $10 million.
That's true.
You know, sometimes,
they came around on
sometimes
that.
You have the information.
That's
sometimes,
true.
I mean, look, it would have been real easy for Mayo or May or anyone from the organization, like kind of behind the scenes, to deny it. They haven't.
Yeah.
And the most telling one to me is Mayo this morning not going there. So,
But what would you feel better or worse if you got hurt in the game?
I would feel better for our purposes if he got hurt in practice because
gotcha.
He was out there and he tweaked in practice. If he got hurt in the game, all the Orlovsky and, you know, nanas of the world who say you can't play him in these games.
But there's also a big difference between getting hit.
Yeah.
And then just because oftentimes I feel like it's the non-contact injury that's even worse.
Correct.
But he was still a full participant whole time.
If I had to guess, it happened on the practice field.
Yeah.
And that's not just because that's what I want it to be. I didn't see anything with his knee in the game. If he came out with a shoulder injury, I'd go, we all know where that happened. Knee injury, my guess is it happened on the practice field.
It is weird just the way the NFL does things where they make these teams put out these lists and some are truthful, some are not. And then, but they're trying to be like secretive about it. Remember the whole Dak Prescott thing?
Yeah.
I know this is about COVID, but he's like, I think that's HIPAA. And you're like, well, HIPAA's out the window when you guys are telling us every injury for betting purposes.
It's not HIPAA.
It's not.
First of all, it's definitely not HIPAA, but second of all, right.
It doesn't qualify as HIPAA.
It's very different.
But,
Okay, the other injury update is that Ramondre Stevenson is on the practice field.
Oh, I like that.
And according to Chris Price, Boston Globe, looks good.
That's huge for Drake May because, I mean, you saw what the running game looked like without him last week. Ramondre Stevenson is, at least the first couple of weeks, looked kind of offensive line proof. Like, they weren't really opening up these big holes for him. He had 110 yards or whatever after contact in that first game. So that would be, as much as we talk about like an open receiver is a security blanket for Drake May, having somebody that can actually pick up 5 yards on first down is huge.
It's also big for the Bozo touchdown parlay.
Let's go.
Ramondre Stevenson and his availability. I want to start with Billy today. In the Bozo touchdown parlay,
right,
because it's related to the Patriots and Jaguars, and just chronologically,
yes,
we need this one to hit for the leg to survive the early. What this happened to us last weekend?
Last week
we got
right.
London last weekend. Oh, so Billy, who are you going with?
Drake May.
Woo! Drake May.
Drake May anytime touchdown. That means I need him to scamper one in.
Yep. Scamper one
or,
in.
Or you know
no
what? Also,
braces, no wraps on the knee.
Nope.
Yeah,
elusive.
Moving around well.
Also,
he's plus 295. That if Stevenson is active, you might be able to get better odds.
I think
on
he's
that.
Plus 300.
Okay, nice.
At one place. But you know what? You could also get
what's that?
If they open up the bag of tricks, what if somebody throws it to Drake May? What if they Philly special? It still counts.
Jared Goff style.
Jared Goff.
Yeah, they throw it back to him. That's
very
true.
Good.
He can catch one.
Toss it back to him. So
yeah,
Drake May.
Tom Brady would sometimes his geriatric fingers would drop it. But he'd catch one every once and then. Maybe not a touchdown, but they'd throw to him. You're right.
Yeah, I think he hurt himself on one of those plays.
Yeah, that's true.
Legit hurt himself.
Yeah, did he ever get in the end? Did Brady ever catch one?
I don't think he caught a touchdown.
Yeah, he caught passes, but maybe not at any time. You're right.
No.
All right, strike that from the record. Who are you going with, Keith?
I'm going to go with Malik Nabers. The rookie sensation from the Giants is back. He had a concussion, didn't play last week, but he has been cleared, taken on the Philadelphia Eagles, who do not have a great defense. One thing that's great about Nabers is they throw to him about 20 times a game. So he's also plus money at plus 110, so I'll take a Malik Nabers touchdown.
Yeah, and he's out of concussion protocol, which means he shouldn't be, it's not his knee that he's working his way back from or anything
should
like that.
Should be good.
He should be good to go, Malik Nabers plus 110. I'm going with DK Metcalf.
Okay.
It should be a high-scoring game. Seattle and Atlanta, both high-tempo teams. Highest total. Actually, I think it's the second highest total on the board. I think Washington and Carolina might be a higher total. But 51 points in that game. DK Metcalf could have scored twice last week. I don't believe he scored since week three. So I would say he's due. Put me down for DK Metcalf at plus 125. Nick, who are you going with?
Going with Ja'Marr Chase. Joe Burrow and the offense has figured it out since the slow start, since nobody practiced this training camp for him. So give me Ja'Marr Chase anytime touchdown against the Browns.
He looks good because it's like you can throw it to him at the midfield.
Doesn't matter where.
And he'll He can score anywhere on the field, which is why I like that. And then Terp, not here today, but Terp has maybe the most interesting pick.
I like Terp's pick. He's going with Davante Adams in his New York Jets debut.
Wow.
It's funny because I was looking at Amari Cooper as well. Same thing, just would they try to get those guys involved right away?
I went with Cooper last week and didn't love it.
No.
Didn't love the ride.
I like his chances more now.
With Josh Allen.
With a real quarterback.
If he plays a lot, do you think? I think Davante, the reason I like Davante over Cooper,
same.
Davante should be back and involved in playing a ton of snaps. Yeah. I have no idea how many snaps Cooper gets.
Right. So Adams is plus 155.
It feels like that went Antonio Brown game against the Dolphins here, where they just throw it to him 17 times.
Good theory.
I like that.
Good theory.
He anytime hit that week.
So we go May, Neighbors, Metcalf, Ja'Marr Chase, Davante Adams. Add it all up, Keith. What's one ham get you?
$1,060.29, also known as two PS5s in a game.
Okay, two PS5s, no Xboxes.
No.
Two PS5s is what that gets you, just one
in
ham. If you get on the Bozo touchdown parlay. You can follow along. It did hit way back in week three? When did that hit? Week three?
Yeah, I think it was our second week doing it. We didn't do it week one, so I think it was week three.
I believe it was week three. If you followed along, you'd still be Scrooge McDuck swimming around in the winnings. So there you go. Follow along with that. We do it every Friday here on Jones and Keefe. One quick fantasy question?
Yeah, of course.
Our guy, Patriots Monday guest, Hunter Henry, or Mark Andrews, David Njoku? Who are you playing in fantasy, Keefe? You like Hunter Henry.
I think I kind of do. I might go Hunter Henry. Did you see Cole Kmet last week?
I did.
Cole Kmet for the Bears had not one but two touchdowns against this Jaguars defense.
Wish we had him with the Bozo touchdown.
So, I kind of like Hunter Henry. I might actually play him this week as well.
Okay.
So, I like that one.
And he got in the one for one with Drake May.
Right.
One for one.
Pretty good.
How about that?
Pretty good.
Can't get better odds than that.